If you want to open your Bibles this morning, in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 to 30, it's a very well-known passage in the Bible. And it's Jesus praying, and it's a prayer of thanksgiving. Like he's praying during this time. It's I'm giving you a background here. After criticizing the unbelieving Jews, Jesus thanked the Father for his believing disciples. He contrasts the burdensome teaching of the Pharisees by telling his disciples that his burden is light, inviting them to full discipleship. This group of Pharisees, they were crashing. I want to call it that way. And they were so religious that they put so much pressure. And the people that were receiving the message, or the people that were following the law, they were not traveling light. And that's my subtitle there, right? So this morning the title is Luggage and Travel Light. Tell the person next to you, travel light. So let's read it together. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. As we live our lives on earth, we tend to carry loads in our lives. We live in a busy world. We live in a busy society. We live in a world filled with worry and stress, right? Everything has to be fast and quick. Otherwise, it won't work. It won't be efficient. It seems like everything around us is in a rush. My father-in-law always came around from Toronto around 5. He finished work at 5, Spadina, around that area. It's a candy factory there. It's called Cares. And he will come and complain about the traffic back in 2001 or something. And I'm like, he always complains about the same thing every day, all the traffic and the traffic, right? So when I experienced that, I understood that. I'm like, wow. And then when I started driving, because in Mexico I didn't drive. I drove. My parents didn't know. But, yeah. And I just told my mom that. Did you know, Mom, that I used to take the car and I didn't have a license, just drive around in this big city? No, I didn't. Well, I'm alive, and my sister as well. So you're good. We're good. So it's all busy, right? My wife said, I'm a new customer in Costco. Okay, that culture, it's amazing. Let's put it that way. So I feel like sometimes we're rushing, right? We got to get the kids to school in the morning. Micah, get ready. Or every morning when I have to take Micah to school, like it's chaos. And then, Micah, are you ready to go? I cannot find my shoes. Or I'm like, we got to go. We got to run. So I have to run sometimes literally. I have to push Alessia and Micah. It's fun. When it's minus 22 in Oakville, thank God for Oakville, but they don't clean the sidewalks, so it's really fun for a dad who's pushing a stroller with two kids in it. So it's really fun, and minus 20 something. So, thank you, Lord. Jesus in this passage is saying to his disciples and to us today these things because he knew that we tend to fill our lives and load our lives with heavy stuff. And we do not to we weren't meant to do that. This could be in a spiritual way. Like the Pharisees, they were trying to push really hard on people to be obedient to the law. Right? We're very, really strict. But also in a material way. We tend to add more and more weight on our shoulders that we can carry. He knows us better than anyone else. He created us. He knows we cannot deal with heavy luggage, with a heavy life. On the contrary, because he knows us and he created us, he wants us to go to him for his help. So we can unload all the heaviness that we're carrying to him, on him. Sometimes it can be really hard. It's a really hard thing to do, right? It's really hard. But it's hard to, it is hard not to be in control of our lives, of our schedule. It is really hard to let go of things that belong to us. Have you ever prayed, God, I trust you, but this part of my life, just, you know, I'm okay with that part. I can handle this part. I used to do that. So let's do something really quick. Can we go to the next one? Oh, the one before with the beautiful. Yeah. Imagine you're going to on a trip here. Okay? What will you bring with you in your luggage? Think about it. Wilson, what are you going to bring? Important. Can I give you a suggestion? Can you bring a TV? A plasma TV? No? Okay, good. Who else? What will you bring? Sunglasses, important. What will you bring? Shorts. What will you bring? Sunscreen. Yeah, very important. 95 or 1,000 now. What are you bringing? You're going to bring stuff that you're going to need, right? You're not going to be bringing, I suggested a TV because you don't need a TV. Will you need a blender? No. What else, what things, so what I'm trying to say here is we travel and we put stuff in our luggage, that, in our life, yes. Yeah, very important. I will need to take my allergy meds. It's been, this is the worst year ever in my life. Like, it's just crazy. You wouldn't take things that you don't need, like a blender, an iron, or a coffee machine, or your TV. You will take things that are useful to you on your trip, things that will help you to be more comfortable and enjoy that time at the beach. Amen? As followers of Jesus Christ, it's like we're taking a trip, and Jesus is saying to us, travel with light luggage. You don't need to carry a heavy luggage, only a light luggage. Listen to me. I want to help you. Travel light. That's what Jesus is saying to us this morning. Let's go back to the passage in Matthew, and it says, here are some definitions of words that Jesus used in this passage. Weary means physically and mentally tired. Tired or exhausted. Burden, bearing a heavy burden of work or difficulties or responsibilities. Another word here is rest, right? Cease work of or movement in order to relax. Sleep or recover strength. This image just came into my, I was watching the game, the championship game with the Raptors game. And I started noticing that a lot of people around, they were on their phones. And I'm going, I remember when you just had the TV in front of you, and that's it. Now it's you have to be in connecting with other people. It's different now. I'm not saying don't do that. I'm just saying it's so interesting. Because I wish I had a cell phone when I was young, but I thank God for that, that I didn't have it, because I experienced things that I never gonna experience like that before, right? So even though we're resting, if I have my phone around me, I'm gonna be working. So I said to my wife, I'm not gonna put my work email into my phone, because I'm gonna be working. When we understand this and learn to rest in God, to trust Him with everything, we can live and carry a lighter life, a lighter luggage with Christ. There's a word, and it's so interesting. It's called the yoke, and it's a wooden cross piece that is fastened over the necks of two animals attached to the cart that they are to pull. When Jesus was teaching and doing amazing miracles, the religious teachers will teach and judge the Jews in a very, very harsh way. So interesting that Jesus had to use this to open their eyes. Hey, it's too much. I'm here to give you rest, peace, real peace. Amen? So I just want to finish with these two things. The first thing is, you were not created to carry heavy luggage. You were not created to carry heavy things. We can only handle certain things. Otherwise, we'll cause other problems in our lives, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Things like worries and stress, any other thing, to the point that we forget about God. We are in a dangerous place when our eyes turn to the problem and not to our Lord. Amen. The purpose of our lives is not to live a life carrying things that will affect us, but to be with God going through things that we gotta deal in our daily life. Sometimes we worry too much about simple things, right? When I went to the hospital, Oakville Hospital, and Alessia was born, I got into the car, I put Micah in the car seat, and as I was driving, I started thinking, Alessia is going to get married. That's the first thing I was thinking. Like, are you kidding me? I'm like, Marco, stop it. What are you worrying about that? But she's going to marry someone. Who's going to? Oh, my. So I started worrying. That was the first thing. When I told Betty, I'm like, sorry. I don't know. It's crazy. But we worry about stuff in the future, in the present. We worry about stuff that we don't need to worry. The stuff that we don't need to carry. But we need to recognize and say, God, I'm sorry. Like, I'm worried about this little thing. Right? I don't know what you're worrying this morning. Worries is a state of anxiety or an uncertainty over actual or potential problems. Man. Worrying affects your daily life so much that it interferes with your appetite, lifestyle, habits, relationships, sleep, and job performance. There are so many things out there today that can lead us to live like this. More importantly, worrying affects our relationship with Jesus Christ. Why? Because whatever we worry takes priority in our lives. Sometimes we let thoughts consume us, right? Have you been, in bed, and you're just thinking and thinking, and all of a sudden it's 6 a.m., and you're going, I got to go to work in an hour, and then your performance is not very well at work. You're forgetting things. You're sleepy, and you cannot talk to people because you're going, oh, man, if I close my eyes, I'm going to snore right here, right now. Matthew chapter 6, verses 31 to 34 says, So don't worry about these things, saying, what will we eat? What will we drink? What will we wear? These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers. But your heavenly Father already knows all your needs. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously. And he will give you everything you need. So don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today. That's Jesus saying to us as well. How awesome is our God, our Lord, that he knows our needs. So we don't have to worry. But Pastor Marco, it's so easy just to say it. Yeah, it's really easy to say it, but I know it's hard. We don't know what's happening right after we leave this place. It's Father's Day, but still we got to do stuff. I got to change Alessia's diaper. I'm still a dad, right? I don't know what's going to happen. But I know that God is with me. I know that whatever it's going to happen or God will let happen in my life, I'm okay. I'm okay. I'll be okay because God is with me. Second thing, God created you to carry a light luggage, an easy yoke, a light burden. God's intention from the beginning was for us to dwell in his presence, like Adam and Eve did in the garden. Today, this is still his intention. He wants us to go to him when we need him. It's up to us if we go to God for his guidance and help. Jesus came to us to save us, to redeem us. He did the most wonderful sacrifice. He loves us so much that he died for us, even though we didn't deserve it. Don't you think he wants us to be carrying the lighter luggage that he promised? God is a God of relationships. What he wants for us is good things, prosperous lives, lives that glorify his name at all times. Even though sometimes we will go through difficult times, he offers his help, his presence. This is all we need, church, his presence. But to be in his presence, we need to give him everything. We need to recognize that we need him. We need to just go to him and be honest. Maybe there's sin in our lives that we got to say, God, you know what? I've been doing this. I got to stop it. And I got to stop it now. My attitude towards these things. God, I need to stop this. Help me. I don't want to carry this thing in my life. Someone did this to me. God, help me to go to that point that I'm going to forget about that. Or just to be okay with it and live my life. I don't want to carry stuff in my life that I don't need. God cares about all of us. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. I'm reading the NLT version, New Living Translation says, give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares about you. I'll read it again. Give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares about you. He is the one who created us. He knows what is going on with you. And each one of us, why do we need to carry heavy loads if we don't have to? I just want to finish with a personal testimony. Back in 2000, when I came from Mexico, I've never imagined that a church, and it's so interesting because John and Nancy knows this. When I came to work at this church, nobody told me about all the things that I really need to do to go through. Why? Because I needed to pay my rent. I was 22. I needed to pay my rent, handle my money. I needed to buy my food, which is crazy, right? Oh, my. How do you talking about that? Why are you talking about that? I needed to handle all these things. I needed to give my offerings and tithes. I was tempted sometimes, man, nobody's going to know, whatever, I'm not going to do that. Who cares? My dad is not here. My mom is not going to ask me. But I went through a really, really tough time. I was working so much because I really enjoy working in the church. But I was spending so much time in church. I was helping here and there. And when I realized I will find myself in a carpet in my own basement apartment, facing down like this, breathing. Nobody talked to me about anxiety. Nobody talked to me about being stressed at work, even though I loved my work. Like I was waiting the next day to get to church and then start working because I loved doing that. But I was doing too much. One day I spoke with my best friend back then. It was my wife now. And I said, Betty, this is happening. It's so weird. I've never had this before. I was starting to have headaches. Never had headaches before. My mom used to say about those things, and I'm like, what is that? You're always complaining about it. What is that? But when you're a teenager, you don't really care about those things, unfortunately. And so I started having all these things, and I was having anxiety attacks. My wife just said that. Marco, you're going through this. You gotta fix this. You got to go to God. And she guided me through it. Thank God I spoke to her because she really opened my eyes about, I've never heard of these words before, believe it or not. I was dealing with the language. I couldn't speak back then well. I couldn't communicate what I wanted to. So I was dealing with a lot. But God helped me through it. It helped me to understand to rest in Him, to organize my life in a way that I can be functional, that I can glorify His name in a better way in my life with my ministry. I had to learn to rest in Him, in His power. Now I understand that God wanted me to understand that I needed to carry a light luggage. I didn't need to carry a lot of things. I was thinking about my parents. They needed money. Like, I went through a lot of stuff in my mind. But Jesus is saying today to us, leave your heavy luggage here with me and travel light. Can we close our eyes this morning? So, what are you carrying today as you travel in this life? A heavy luggage? What are the things that you're carrying in your life? Lord, we come today recognizing that you are God and that you are the Lord of all. Forgives us that sometimes, Lord, we tend to worry too much about little things. But today, Lord, we come to you and we ask for your help, and we give you all our worries, all our cares. Lord, you are powerful. Holy Spirit, work in our lives. Speak to us, but most of all, Lord, help us to give us the strength to walk with you during those difficult times. Oh. Into your hands I commit again. Of your hand, and I am yours forever. Just
Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong to you. The reason that I live, the reason that I sing, with all I am.
I'll walk with you.
I'll walk with you. Wherever you go, through tears and joy. In all of your ways, your promises forever.
Oh yes, Lord Jesus, I believe.
In Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong to you.
The reason?
The reason that I live. The reason that I sing, Jesus, I believe. In Jesus, I believe in you. In Jesus, I belong to you. The reason that I live, the reason that I sing, with all I am.
Was given to us today, and we take it. Lord, we want to follow you.
Oh, Lord, Jesus, I believe. Oh, Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong to you.
For your word. I pray, Lord, for this church, that you will still guide us, guiding us, and showing us, Lord, what we need to do for the community. Help us to shine in dark places for your glory, Lord. Within our family, with our friends, Lord, be honored and glorified with our lives. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you, church. Have a great week. And see ya.